Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, welcome again to Spirit of Nigeria Radio, our country review on insecurity. And we are at the last lap on the session that started about 10 o'clock today, you know, with the morning session. And we are on the evening session today with a security expert and author, retired Air Vice Marshal Sikiru Osmith. You're welcome, retired Air Vice Marshal Smith.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me just warn you. Let me put you on notice. This is the last part, and a lot of people have spoken. And we are happy that we are talking to you as the last person because we expect you to offer a lot of solutions given your experience. So, yeah. I'll be asking some serious questions. You know, you're also a part of the security family in Nigeria, let me say so, which everybody tends to be bashing. I won't bash you, but I will ask some probing questions. Okay, let me start from what I consider the easy one. Everybody's been talking about, you know, the root cause. What are the reasons why there is so much insecurity in the nation? Or why is this new wave not tending to go away? People have given us an historical perspective, being historical division in Nigeria, underdevelopment, and so many other reasons. What are your own reasons, from your own perspective, why this insecurity situation in Nigeria is becoming, you know, a thorn in our flesh?
Thank you very much. Let me start from briefly from Nigeria. Like we all know, Nigeria insecurity was as a result of the ending of Nigeria. We have large reservoir of oil and gas, abundant agricultural land, forest resources, excellent fishery, and large labor force. Let's find that the people of the area, they are not properly treated.
Okay.
They are deprived of the needs of their livelihood, which is fishing and farming. Because of that, it resulted into militancy, oil-by-line vandalism, kidnapping or ransom. See piracy and smuggling of arms and ammunition. Besides the small arms and ammunition. And it became a threat to national security. Because it affects life and property. Not only life and property that are involved now. Even information dissemination is becoming a problem, a threat to national security. A lot of fake news is creating a problem for the nation now. There are so many things to be hearing. And by the time you find out, maybe that can happen there about 5 years ago, and you put it up again, I think it's a fresh one. So that's what will happen there. Then the international state, the government is still rational. For example, a lot of things happening in Borno, Katsina, Niger State, Kaduna State, and Zamfara. These are things that are linked to inability of the government to take care of certain things that they're supposed to have done. And I'm very sure the government is doing everything possible to make it work. But there are some political figures behind the scenes creating problems for the nation. For example, now there are so many things going on there are so many insecurity seriously affecting the northern part of Nigeria. For example, in Borno State, the Shibo girls of 2014, over 200 people were kidnapped. That was in Dapchi. That was Shibo girls. That's 2014.
Yes,
that's about 300 people were also kidnapped. Then the federal government boys pulled in Yubi, in Binu Yadi. They were not kidnapped, but a few of them were killed. And few others were wounded. In the case of Katsina, in Kangara, over 300 boys were kidnapped. Even when the president was there in the town, anything now happens, I mean, that was not good enough. Luckily, we were able to recover them, got the boys back, but ransom were paid. The same thing in Niger State. Over 300 were kidnapped in Kangbara.
Yes.
This shouldn't be happening. Then Kaduna is another example. In Binuguri, seriously killing and kidnapping. Then Zamfara. Recently, about 200 people were kidnapped in Yengebe. Then coal mining is another problem in Zamfara. And there are some political undertone in Zamfara State. So the government really need to look into it and do something positive. Something positive to ameliorate this problem. Thank you.
All right. Okay. I like the way you started. You started with Niger Delta, which is very familiar. Some people went to Abuja and found out what they did with the oil money, and they said, oh, we have been deprived of our livelihood, and okay, that triggered militancy. It's taking us to the northern part of Nigeria, specifically northwest, northeast, and north central. What about the southwest? We've seen the spate of kidnappings, you know, in the southwest, and other farmers, you know, violent clashes.
Well, I think it's a ploy to destabilize the southwest.
Mm.
And what we need is for the government and the regional security to look up to their responsibilities and tighten up the environment and make it impossible for elders to operate. What they should do is to have their scientists so they can operate instead of going all over the place. That's my opinion.
Okay, all right. From a security expert perspective, sir, is it good to pay a ransom to kidnappers?
Of course, in any situation, that is very incorrect to pay money to kidnappers. Because the moment you start doing that, they keep on asking for money. And then they will keep on doing that, thinking that that is the only way to get the government. That is the only way to get their own share of the resources.
Okay, what about amnesty? Granting amnesty to kidnappers, to bandits, to terrorists. Is it also a good development? Is it a welcome development?
And there are two ways to look at it. They are not shooting at guys. I think because of the way they have abused the kind of arms by some especially the elders and some armed bandits. I was five government said that to go out for the security operators to shoot them as I their face.
But is that not going to lead to a lot of casualties?
Well, it has to be done with a lot of
precaution.
There is the rule of engaging. Don't shoot and stand up. Anybody that will do that, any security agent that will do that, it has to be established that the person is in a way is in a way to harm others, in a way to create threat to national security. You'll be told to surrender arms. If it's not willing to, for shooting at them, of course, you have to defend themselves. You have the right to shoot back. That is what the government is trying to say.
Okay. All right, it's Coach Preet of Nigeria Radio, and we are conversing, having a serious engagement with retired Vice Marshal Siku Oldschmidt. He's a security expert and author, and we are looking at the insecurity in the Nigerian nation. Of course, he's giving us his perspective to the issues, especially starting from the Niger Delta, and of course, the Northeast and Northwest, and of course, talking about ransom, not central too, then the amnesty and children's side. Okay, I would have loved to take a break, but I ask you one simple question, but prepare for this until we come back from the break. The role of intelligence, are we doing well, are we not doing well, and of course we'll look at issues of sanctuary, community policing, when we come back from the break. But before we go on the break, now, give me your assessment, sir, of the performance of the security agencies. This is your constituency. Some people will say that the security agencies, the security of the armed forces have failed in Nigeria. And look at it in context first. What is happening in Nigeria now? Is it internal or external? So should it be a police problem or a Nigerian army problem?
I'm so sorry, you are breaking. I didn't hear any of
the question. All right, I'll okay, sorry, is the network.
Let me be clear.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back on this break, we'll take the question. Okay, let's call you back and take a break. All right, studio, let's take the break, and then it's breaking. All right, let's take a break. Then when we come back, we'll roll it again.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Your hand go walk, your name go open doors, you self go be a boss. Amen. 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 Everything you put your hand go walk, your name go open doors, you self go be a boss. Amen. 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 Every hustler getting paid, where the hustle go come to pay, your own in no go take. Find work to your own. God's self go do his own. And flesh go cover bone. Amen. 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 If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. 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 Everything you put your hand go up. Spirit of open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen. Amen. Everything you put your hand go up, your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen. 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 Sister, where one man sees, until where they fight begin. One day you go born twins. Amen. 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 Then that way don't losing job. Landlord come they do like God. One day you go be landlord. watch and see it no go take. If you believe it, say amen, no. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go work. Your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen, amen. Everything you put your hand go work. Your name go open doors. You self go be a boss. Amen. Go favor you. Amen. Great men go honor you. Amen. 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 One day you go sign the check. Oh. You self go drive that Benz. This life go still make sense. Oh. Amen. Amen.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and I believe that, yes, you have been a part of our country review on insecurity before we went on break. We were having a very nice conversation with retired Air Vice Marshal Sikiru O. Smith. He's a security expert and author, and we'll be looking at the problems of insecurity in Nigeria, the root causes. And this is the time for us to go deep now into some of the solutions, which, of course, we have started offering. But let us look at the role of, you know, of your constituency, sir. Let's look at the security, the armed forces. Have they not failed Nigeria at a time like this, especially when we have a retired general as our president?
With the situation of insecurity, nobody will be happy with the whole thing is right now. I'm personally not happy. So the government needs to work hard and wake up to their responsibility. There are so many things lacking. So they have to get it right. Especially this issue of kidnapping, issue of poor economic situation, poor infrastructural development, youth unemployment, and the rest of it. So we really have to work on that. And the management of the armed forces and the police of Nigeria too, like, so there is need for procurement of modern equipment to face the current situation, and training too to help the situation.
Okay, training of the security personnel. Okay, I understand that perfectly. Okay, yes, sir. Let's move forward now as we wind down. What is your opinion? What is your own view about state police? The state police, community policing, will it help, you know, the state of insecurity that we have in the country today?
Excuse me, can you repeat that question? Sorry.
Yes, okay. Are you in favor, are you in support of state police, of the state police?
Yes, at this point in time, I think I am in support of the state police.
Okay.
State police will be able to help because they understand the local terrain.
Mm-hmm.
They are grassroots people. They will be able to understand who is who in the area. If anything happens within one certain area, because they know the people around that area and they know the people to meet. They need to know the people to that will have committed such offense. And I think it will go a long way considering the present situation. I support the establishment of local police.
All right. You stated clearly that you are not happy with the spate of kidnapping, the economic situation, level of infrastructure, armed forces, and police need to be trained, to be equipped. Now, there's a core part of your industry, let me put it that way, that is very vital in this insecurity situation, and that's intelligence. Are we doing well in terms of intelligence gathering, you know, using intelligence as a weapon to fight insecurity in Nigeria? We don't seem to be doing well, are we?
The security issue is very a big one. In terms of intelligence, I'm not satisfied with the level of surveillance and intelligence network. The government needs to redouble their efforts concerning intelligence situation in Nigeria. We are not doing well enough. We need to redouble our efforts. When I was in the ministry, we used to have a network with the United States and the British government. We share ideas, we share information, and we get to know certain things. Like things that will happen. And the level of intelligence that we have for intelligence in Nigeria, we have gone far. There are some things that they should be able to detect first time. But even if you know how you are able to manage it to combat the situation, that's another thing. What I would say, even when we get intelligent information, maybe you don't, sometimes we don't have enough proof, enough workforce to deploy to handle the situation. Like most of these kidnappers, they live in the forest, they live in the forest, but they don't have enough soldiers to stay in the forest, enough workforce, enough security forces to stay in the bush and get these people out. If you can get enough workforce, enough security elements, deploy them to all those forest areas, let's see how those people work with. Of course, they will all disappear. And there is a political undertone too. Some of them were empowered during during the election in 2015, yes. And the politicians are finding it difficult to recover some of those things they have given these people. In the process, they are starting to promise these areas. This way, the politicians are not living up to their expectation. What they promised them, they are not getting there. In the process, they became agitated. And the response to that is for them to give this way, asking that they should be giving certain amount of money. You recall that Messi Allah asked for 150 billion naira. And then, really, the government gave them 100 billion.
Wow.
Other people, too. Yeah, and they're asking for theirs. They're asking for so many other things. And the government said, no, you can't do that. Whoever must have agreed to do all those things, all those things we were asking for, it's not our knowledge. In view of that, we will not compromise. We will accept. And that's why some of these problems are emanating from that, from the northern zone.
Okay.
But I believe community, if they work harder, they can combat the situation.
Okay, looking at, we are talking about the role of intelligence in all of this, and you've dissected it a bit for us. But when you were talking, you described the forest and all of that. With technology, is it not possible to deploy like a drone that can take care of all of these people in the forest?
You know, that's why there are so many intelligence gathering equipment. The use of drones can also help. And that's why Nigeria needs to secure some drones that they are using to do surveillance. And at the same time, get some intelligence information. Know the areas of decisions and what they are doing. Effort and far away and take shots of some area. It's only the kind of capability using drones and vector. And they've been able to do that. But it's what we don't have sufficient equipment. We don't have sufficient manpower to face this problem. And of course, if we do it, but we do it to the maximum benefit. And that's what is happening. Like I said, we need to train more soldiers. We need to recruit more soldiers. We need to provide modern equipment to the security agents.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. But given what you described, There's so many things lacking. There's so many things we are not doing well. And you reminded us that when you were in the service, or when you were in service, you could exchange a lot with, you know, foreign governments, United States, British government. Do you think that we need the United Kingdom? Yes. Do you think we need the support of foreign forces to assist us in this insurgency, insecurity situation in Nigeria?
Yes, of course. We are working hand in hand with the United States in terms of intelligence gathering. United States, United Kingdom, France, and sometimes Germany. Yes. Right now, but they are doing that.
Is it too much for us to say, okay, US, UK, please come and help us resolve this issue? Are we two giants of Africa not to be able to humble ourselves and allow some other people who are better, who are more knowledgeable and have more equipment to take charge of it for us?
Please, let me tell you one thing. When it comes to operation, when it comes to conventional warfare,
yes.
As of 3 years ago, they respect Nigeria. We have been able to help combat situation in Syria alone, in Liberia,
yeah,
in Sudan, and few other areas. Nigerians were there, and the kind of guerrilla warfare that we are fighting, Nigeria was able to surmount the problem. They were able to help those countries. Even America, even in Afghanistan, America, they are suffering. Because guerrilla warfare is different from conventional warfare. The enemies come from various directions, and sometimes the enemies are even within.
Yeah.
Like in a few times, I went to Northeast. We were really disturbed because when we were moving, we have to tell other cars to stop because these guys, they just come with bombs as we are moving. They were communicating each other that these guys are coming. They are coming and they set up bombs. They are not careful. They just get there and they will blow everybody up. So, we are doing a lot of things to make sure that this thing won't happen that way. But when it comes to guerrilla warfare, you can never predict. The people within, okay, let me give you a good example. Let me take Lagos for example.
Okay.
For assuming we're all in Lagos. And Lagos, people in Lagos Island, they are federal government troops. Why those ones in the mainland?
Yeah.
They belong to Boko Haram.
Yes.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Hello.
I am with you. I can hear you loud. Yeah, I can hear you.
Then, when people in Ireland are fighting people in Ireland, that's the federal government that said it's Boko Haram in Ireland. Only that you don't know yourself. And then you are doing, before you do them, come on, you have some friends, you have some family, you have some brothers in Ireland. They will come to Ireland and join you, and in the community they will stay with you. Sometimes they will agree, another time they will work, another time they will come to Ireland and come to Ireland and come to
Ireland
and come to Ireland and go on mission to the Boko Haram. Not on your gas, anybody can be caught and scammed. That is the situation. But as far as I'm concerned, I think Nigeria is really trying, but we need to redouble our efforts. Like I said, manpower, insufficient arms, lack of modern equipment, training for our workforce. Those are things we need to buckle up. But as far as Africa is concerned, when it comes to guerrilla warfare, worldwide, Nigeria is expected because of our role in the United Nations operation. Like I said,
all right.
And we are in Mali, we are in Sierra Leone, we are in Liberia, Sudan. Our president there really helped the situation. Like in Liberia, they would just be looking at us as if, how do Nigerians do command the situation? How are we to combat the situation that the police is into? Americans, they respect us for that. When it comes to global work, that's very rugged. Nigerians are very rugged.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, retired Air Vice Marshal TQ O'Smith, security expert and author. We sincerely appreciate your intervention in this discussion about insecurity as we review our country on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you very much for being a part of the program. We hope that some other time we'll call you, you oblige us, and of course, the network will be better at that point in time. Thank you very much for being a part of the program.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.